All right, here we go. Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680. What a pleasure. Boy, if it's opening day and the season's going to start, there's only one guy I want to talk to, and that's Will Clark. Nice to see you.
Well, same here, Marty. Thank you for coming on out on a gorgeous sunny day today.
All right, so tell me about opening day for you. And you've been through so many of them. What does it all mean?
Oh, it's just the culmination of all the hard work that you did during the winter and in spring training. And you sit there and you say, all right, the bell's getting ready to kick off for the Giants this year. They've already opened up on the road, but it's always fun to do it in front of your home fans.
Yeah, there's the butterflies, though. I don't care how many years you play, who you are, there's just that moment, right?
There's always that that one or two little butterflies floating around, maybe until you get that first pitch thrown to you, or, you know, if you're on the mound, if you throw that first pitch, and then you sort of settle in and say, okay, this is what I've been doing for a long time. But, you know, when you lose those butterflies, it's probably time to hang them up.
You know, there's that phenomena of going through spring training and you play, and then all of a sudden it's opening day and the world looks different, the game looks different, and the players are different.
It is. I mean, you know, each generation, you know, the game changes, the players change a little bit, the rules change, you know. So, you know, you make adjustments, but, you know, come to the nuts and bolts of it, it's still the same ball game that was played when Babe Ruth was around here.
Well, a bat and a ball, but Babe could go into second base a little harder.
Yeah. Babe could go into second a little harder, so could I. And now you got to go in there with kid gloves on. So, I mean, it's you know, I understand where baseball's going. You know, they got so much money invested in these guys that they got to protect them a little bit. But then again, you know, to babyfy the game like they're doing now is absolutely ridiculous.
All right, Will Clark with us. Will, the other part of opening day is the difference from playing in spring training to playing in a major league season. You see with the pitchers all the time. God, I remember Gaylord Perry, so many of them would struggle through spring training, and all of a sudden the first day, it looked like the end of last season.
You know what? It's absolutely amazing, and it happens on the pitcher's end of things. It happens on the hitter's end of things. In spring training, they have definite certain things that they need to work on, and that is their goal. You know, they know that when they go out there that today I'm working on this no matter what happens, no matter what the results are. And so you'll see guys who get sort of pounded around in spring training, and they'll say, you know, it was a good day today for me, you know, because they got a chance to work on something that they needed to work on before the season starts. And then when the season starts, the bell rings, it's like they, like you said, they took up from where they left off last year, and it's like, oh my God, these guys are just that much of a professional.
How about as a hitter? When do you get locked in as a hitter?
You know what? The great Tony Gwynn always told me, he split up spring training into three 2-week segments. First 2 weeks was just getting, you know, your feet up under you. Second 2 weeks is, you know, getting in baseball shape, you know, getting your legs up under you. And then the last 2 weeks was, hey, look, the bell's getting ready to ring. It's time to go. So for me personally, it was the last 2 weeks of spring training. I ramped everything up. And by the time opening day was getting ready to kick off, I was ready to rock and roll.
What a pleasure to talk baseball with Will Clark. Let's talk about your infield. And I look at the Giants infield. I want you to compare it a little bit, but I always say it takes a bazooka to get the ball through these guys, but your infield was the same way. Compare the two.
You know what? It's funny that you said that, because if you look at the infield that, you know, I was surrounded by, which was Matt Williams at third, Royce Clayton at short, Robbie Thompson at second, myself at first, Kurt Manwaring behind the plate, they're all homegrown prospects. And then you look at the Giants now, Matt Duffy, Brandon Crawford, Joe Panic, Brandon Belt, and Buster Posey, they're all homegrown. And so it's sort of a mirror image of both of the teams. But you know, the pitching staff takes a lot of pride on throwing strikes when they know that the guys behind them will make the plays and giving their 100% effort, and they'll dive and they'll lay out, and it makes the pitchers more aggressive. It makes the pitchers throw less pitches. And so overall, the whole ball game sort of picks up pace a little bit. And, you know, so the Giants from the 90s and 80s teams mirror these Giants right now.
You know, I think back to the 93 season as you're talking, and I always say, well, can you win a pennant in April? Can you lose a pennant in April? But, boy, you win an extra game or two in April, it matters in September.
You're right there. And so, you know, I mean, you know, you'll have these sort of mental lapses, especially coming out of spring training, where, you know, something will happen and you'll lose a ball game, and you're like, you know, we'll have one of those over the course of the season. Well, you know what? If you, like you said, if you can cut them down in April and cut them down in September, all of a sudden, you know, know, those two wins add up the same. It doesn't matter what month you're in. And so, you know, for us personally, you know, you want to get out there and you want to execute as much as possible. Yeah, there are going to be, you know, days where you don't have your best stuff if a pitcher or a hitter. But, you know, defensively, you should be able to go out there and, you know, give the 100% effort and try to do your best.
Well, that leads me to our last question. That is watching this team play at least the first week of the season. I go back older than you,
yeah.
Believe it or not. I am a little older than you. And yeah. I go back to the Yankees, and they played every game like it was the seventh game of the World Series. I saw it in the 90s.
Right.
Every game, seven, they never took an inning off. I get the feeling of this team, the Giant team, they want a goal to get to that World Series, and they're playing like that.
Exactly. And you know what? You hit the nail on the head. You know, you talk about the Yankees teams, and you know, you talk about, you know, us back in the 80s, you know, when you get that taste of the World Series and you get that taste of, all right, this is how long I need to do it for 162 games to make it to the postseason, to get to the World Series. And then you look at this Giants team, you know, who have, you know, guys like Buster who have been around for all three of the, you know, World Series. They know what it takes from day one to get to day 162 and then play after that. And that's what these guys are trying to do. That's what they're trying to build up for. That's why these guys are so professional, keeping it sort of on an even keel on an everyday basis. But at the same time, when they take the field, they know that this game in April means as much as the game in August and September. And you will see that the Giants on an everyday basis will give 110%.
Yeah, no, I see it. How's your pupil Brandon Belt doing?
You know what? He's come off, you know, out of spring training. He lowered his hands a little bit. He's doing much better with pitch recognition. And, you know, he had a great series there in Milwaukee. And, you know, I just talked to him a minute ago, and he said he's very comfortable up at the plate right now. And, you know, it's with a hitter, it's always an ongoing process with timing. And he said as long as his timing stays there, he'll be all right. And I believe him.
Well, when he gets the big contract, you get the Maserati.
I don't think so. Well, you know, that's the one thing about these guys nowadays. I mean, you know, they get rewarded for performance on the field. And, you know, Brandon's had a few injuries. It's no secret, you know, and he knows it more than anybody else. So, you know, if he can find out a way to stay on the field for 155 games or whatever it might be, and, you know, put some numbers on the board, he knows on the tail end of things he'll be rewarded. But the big reward would be the Giants getting another World Series ring.
Yeah, you've been very patient with him, and I know that. Well, thanks so much. Always great to see you, as always, and look forward to the season.
Marty, it's going to be a fun ride, and, you know, there are going to be highs and lows, and, you know, as you well know, you know, fans just stick with us, and we'll come up on the top end of things.
All right, that's the great Will Clark. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.